Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Short Key Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, with locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. Pitt's played a lot of Tuesday night games on the road, so we've had to move the cable report around a little bit. We've got it back in its normal slot today. Joined right now by Pitt basketball coach Jeff Capel. Jeff, I don't always start interviews this way, but I feel like it's the prudent thing to do today. How are you doing? How are you holding up during this losing streak? Like, if you could just kind of take us inside your world, what has it been like to be Jeff Capel for the last few weeks?
I mean, it's been great. I mean, it's always, you know, I try to have a proper perspective on this thing. Now, it's hard. It's frustrating. Obviously, you want to win. You know, I'm not saying I'm the most competitive guy, but I'm very competitive. But at the same time, I understood when I took this job what I was signing up for. And I knew that this is not a quick fix. There are a lot of things that need to, A, change, or B, be taught here in our program. And I truly believe we're taking the proper steps for that to happen. You know, I think one of the things that happened is that we won early. And then we got to conference, and we were able to win two of our first four games. And maybe outside of us, that changed, you know, some expectations. I'm not sure if there were any early outside of us, but that certainly changed some things. And maybe, you know, people thought, and when I say people, that's including us too, that this thing could happen a little bit faster, you know, than we anticipated. And, you know, we've gotten to the point where, you know, since then, we've struggled. Now, with the exception of the game against Duke, with the exception of the game at Clemson, you know, the majority of the rest of them, you know, during this loop, like, we've been right there. We've had opportunities. And it's frustrating because we hadn't been able to make a couple of plays, or we've had a 4 or 5 minute period where we just, you know, we couldn't score, and we allowed that to dictate everything. You know, we couldn't get a rebound. We missed a free throw. But, you know, I like the fact that we're right there and we're putting ourselves in a position where we have an opportunity. The thing we have to learn how to win. We have to learn how to close games out. We have to learn the importance and the value of every possession. And it's unfortunate that we're losing, and we've continued to lose, and sometimes the same way. You know, rebounding has been one of our Achilles heel all year long. Us being very inconsistent shooting the basketball, that's been there. But I do think we've played hard. You know, sometimes it's a couple of calls that we allow to, you know, tough calls against us that all of a sudden that we lose focus for a minute. And we're a team that the line is very fine. Like, it's a very fine line. We have to do the things that we can control at a high level. Like, you take Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech scored 11 points on under out of bounds. That's the most we've given up all year. We watched that with our team this, you know, this afternoon when we came to practice. That was the feedback. You know, if we concentrate and focus there, and all of a sudden, that's, instead of 11 points, it's 3 points. Then we put ourselves in a position where we have a better chance to win. And so, how am I doing? I mean, I'm okay. You know, again, I try to keep this thing in perspective. I'm healthy. I'm doing the job that I love. I get a chance to work with people, young people, and I see them get better and improving. And, you know, we've had 7 straight sellouts with the Zoo. I'm obviously incredibly excited about that and grateful. I'm excited about the direction, but it is frustrating, to say the least. you know, that we haven't been able to pull out some of these wins.
All right, Jeff, honestly, I've been scratching out, like writing out questions while listening to you answer Andrew's initial question and going, nope, he answered that one. No, he checked that one off too. I'll go back to something Buzz Williams said when he was asked basically to evaluate you guys after this most recent game with Virginia Tech, and he said it's diametrically different, basically, all across the board. When you hear an opposing coach say that, what does that mean to you this many games into your first year here?
Yeah, you know, to me it means that we're taking the proper steps. Again, you know, all of us involved in it, and when I say us, it's me. Our fans are part of us. They're part of our team. Look, all of us would like for it to happen faster. You know, I'm heavily into that group. But this league is hard, and winning is hard. That's the other thing. Winning is really, really hard on any level, but especially in the ACC. And we don't have anyone in our program, as far as a player, that's done it. And so normally, you know, like you take Virginia Tech's program, and I said this after the game, I think the sign of a really good program is when the older guys in your program can teach the younger guys. And I saw it when I watched Virginia Tech, and I've seen it because I've coached to get them as an assistant coach in this league, but it was so evident here when we played them on Saturday. You can hear a really good team because they're constantly talking. They hold each other accountable. There's a standard within the program where they hold each other accountable. And then one of the best signs is when their best player is out and other guys have stepped up and other guys have assumed the responsibility, not one person doing it, but collectively as a group. And so for us to hear Buzz say that, or Coach Boeheim, or whoever it is, you know, it lets me know that we are heading in the right direction. And as we continue to gain experience, and one of the things I'm hoping here throughout the rest, we can gain more experience, but through winning, to experience that. But it's a cool thing to know that we're heading in the right direction. So to hear your peers say that, someone that's done it, Buzz had to do it at Virginia Tech, it lets me know we're heading in the right direction.
Jeff, you had a player that once he left your program at Oklahoma went on to win the dunk contest. He dunked over a Kia. Blake Griffin, I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, I did.
In your playing days, were you more of a guy that could step right into the three-point shooting contest, or were you a dunk contest man?
You know, I was both. I won the back when I was coming out of high school, they had one of the big things, you know, the McDonald's game. There used to be the Capital Classic. And so I'm the 1993 Cap Classic dunk contest champion.
Congratulations
on
that.
Contest there. but I could do both. I was a pretty decent athlete. And I could shoot the ball, so I could probably jump into both. I couldn't jump into an NBA dunk contest, but I was in the college dunk contest at the end of my senior year, so I could do both.
I'm always fascinated as a guy that played the most below-the-rim game, even among below-the-rim players of all time, couldn't even come close to dunking. What grade were you in when you first dunked a basketball legit? And it wasn't like rattling around on the rim. You knew you flushed it clean.
The first time I dunked was the summer going to my ninth grade year, and it was actually at Wake Forest basketball camp. My dad had just got fired at Wake Forest as an assistant. The whole staff got fired. The head coach got fired, which meant the whole staff, and Dave Odom was coming in. But we still went, my brother and I still went to Wake Forest's camp that summer. And it was that summer in one of their practice gyms that I got my first dunk.
Jeff, when you would go down to Georgia Tech, would you get the Stephon Marbury assignment, or did you pass that off on somebody else?
No, I got it. You know, okay. Funny story, man. I actually told my team this. My first ACC game as a freshman was against Georgia Tech, and it was at home. And they had a great guard by the name of Travis Best. He was a junior. I was a freshman. And I had a pretty good game. I think I had maybe like 12 or 13 points. We won pretty big. We were really good. But, you know, and Travis obviously is a great guard, played many years in the NBA. But, you know, I was a little bit taller. I was taller than him, so I could use my length. And he was a guy that could get by me anytime he wanted, but he just didn't. Like, he didn't really go anywhere. So we're up by a lot. It's late. And, you know, I'd had a pretty good game. We've done a pretty good job on him. And he said something to, like, a ref or somebody, like, you know, tell him to stop grabbing me, tell him, you know, whatever. And I made the comment and the mistake of saying something like, man, shut up and just play. Stop being soft. Not realizing that we had to go to Georgia Tech. And so the next time we played them down in Atlanta, we had to call a timeout, the first media timeout, and he had like 11 points in like the first 3 minutes.
Oh, no.
Coach took me off of him and put Grant on him the rest of the game, and we were able to get a win, but it wasn't because of me. So I learned right away as a young kid in this league, you know, that, you know, the first time you play someone, you got to go back, you got to see them again. And these older guys that are really good players, they remember that stuff.
Real fast ranking then, if we're on the Georgia Tech point guard thing, Starbury, Best, Kenny Anderson.
Oh.
I mean, you, I think you got to go Kenny Anderson.
Yep.
One.
Yep.
I mean, what he did in his 2 years there were unbelievable. But then Marbury is as good a guard as I had to guard. We played him twice, you know, during his one season at Georgia Tech. And the first time we played him, I think he had three at halftime and came out. I remember we would get ready to start the second half, and he was like, hey, I tried to get these other guys involved first in the first half. Now I got to take over. And he finished the game with 26, and they won. So he was a different dude. I never played against Kenny Anderson, but Marbury is as good a guard as I ever played against.
But you did play against Drew Barry, and maybe we'll save that conversation.
Yeah, oh, wait. I was going to say, now I feel like I should be asking about, like, Randolph Childress, too, yeah, my all-time favorite. The dirtiest
Randolph
crossover in history is him on McInnis, in my opinion.
Randolph, the two best guards that I played against as a college player were Randolph Childress and Marbury. I mean, they were really, really good. There was obviously very good guards in our league in the ACC back then. But those two guys, man, they were really, really different. And that ACC tournament, that crossover you're talking about, we were the first game. He had 40 on us at Duke. I think he scored 25 straight. We were up 31 to 13. And he scored 25 straight, and that kind of got him started.
Jeff, hopefully the next time we'll do this, we'll have a win to talk about, all right?
Yeah, that'd be great, yep.
All right, we'll see you, man. Jeff
Thanks,
Cable.
Jeff.
The Cable Report on 93.7 The Fan. That was fun, despite Pitt struggles.
I like hearing, honestly, if I'm a Pitt fan, I like hearing his attitude. A
Me
man
too.
Keeping it in perspective.
You are a Pitt fan.
Well, yeah, but I mean, yes, correct. Well, I thought James Franklin's beatdown changed me back on.
Yeah,
oh,
but
no,
it's,
wait,
it's basketball,
you know what?
Season.
I can't look at Penn State basketball. That's an ugly thing right now.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.